after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Daddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And it's a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know what Wednesday is? It's a.k.a. Hump Day, so if you're going to hump somebody, hump responsibly. But, yes, that is my special purpose service announcement every Wednesday. But anyways, man, I'm glad to have you guys here as usual. And, man, that a great show up in front of us, man. We got very great persons coming through today. And that's, we got my boy from the Wave magazine, and we're going to talk to him, Wave Entertainment. Be more exact, because he has three magazines under him, and wow, just can't wait to chop it up with him. He's actually became the official magazine of the Dust Spot, so very big thing, and you'll find out more about how he actually got that title, how he took on that title, and a lot of other great stuff, so just looking forward to it. Can't wait to have him on the show here in a bit, so yeah, get ready. Definitely going to be hot, as usual. All right, so we're going to go to a quick music break, and then we'll be back on Life That Does Live with your boy, Teddy J. This is Young Dougie's Model, and here we go.
Damn. Yo, you see Shorty over there? She got to be a model or something. I could have sworn she was on TV.
Oh. Off my shades, had to unloose in my link. Then in walked the prettiest chick that I ever seen. She had that Halle Berry pose, that me alone look. Make this long story short, you were 10 in my book.
The way you ever feel,
you look like a model.
Your lip gloss is popping,
you look like a model.
The sexy way you are,
you look like a model. Look like a model, look like a model.
Got you proud of your Louis Vuitton.
You look like a model.
Unbelievable swagger.
You look like a model.
Everything you do,
you look like a model. Look like a model. Look like a model.
I don't mean to interrupt the shopping spree. When clothes go, they're probably scream. I try on me. Girl, you got that look with the definition frame. Then compliments your swag, so what's your name? Girl, you belong on a poster.
Girl,
on my wall is where I post you.
Girl,
Roseanne, fly to me. Fly enough to make me wanna leave my family.
The way you ever feel,
you look like a model. Your lip gloss is popping,
you look like a model.
The sexy way you are,
you look like a model. Look like a model.
You
look like a model.
be on your wheels, girl, you killing them at real. Unbelievable swagger, cutting like a dagger. Chloe's on your face, got you looking like an actress. Shout it slow down, cause you hurting them hard. The way you serving it, with the fit, no panties and bra. And you know just what you doing, check their facial expression. And you kinda fly, I cannot lie, I like how you rep it. You like a centerfold, walking out the best magazine. It's like a layout from the Ebony, a spread from the King. I think I seen you in subconscious, almost went unconscious. Had to double back and see if I can be a sponsor. Your body just blazing, shouting, can I get a beat? In my book of life to end it right, I want you in my sheets. Cause you look like a model, you walk like a model, you dress like a model, so you must be a model.
The way you ever feel, you look like a model. Your lip gloss is popping, you look like a model. The sexy way you are, you look like a model. Look like a model, you look like a model. Got your pride or your Louis Vuitton. You look like a model. Unbelievable swagger, you look like a model. Everything you do, you look like a model. Look like a model, look like a model. M-M-O-O-V-E.
Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, City Dream. And that was modeled by my boy, Young Dougie. Shout out to him. That's a very hot song, you know, very appropriate for Dusk Live Model Month. So pick up to him with that track. And we have to go ahead and check phone lines. That's my boy, Sean LaBreeze, in the building now. All right. Let's check. Is that my boy, Sean, in the building?
What's good, City J? What's happening, baby?
Nothing much, man. What's up, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me on. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it on Life After Dusk. Let's get into it.
Let's definitely do that, man. One of the things I want to chop up first, man, is chop up the fact that, you know, the magazine, of course, that's the reason why you're here, man. We definitely want to just dig you up for that. First off, off the top, man, let us know, man, how you actually decided, how you actually got started with The Waves.
Well, The Waves came about from another magazine that asked me to interview myself. And after that interview came about, they sent me some work that they wanted me to edit. And from the editing part of it, they just kept me working and working and working for them. And what happened was, when it was time to pay the money, they didn't want to pay. And after all the time that was put in, we had like a half a magazine sitting in our laps. So from there, we just turned it into The Wave.
So,
and,
I mean,
yeah,
and
that's
how it came
crazy
in. Thing, man. That's crazy because, you know, that now that was happening, a lot of people will try to take your work and want you to do all this stuff, but then don't want to treat you right. So I feel you on that, man.
No, they don't. They don't, and it's really a bad thing. But you know, it worked out for the better, and you know, The Wave exists, and now we're the official magazine of Dust Spot. So you know, it's all good and it's all gravy. So it's just gonna be fun.
That's what a lot of people want to know. I know they've been seeing on the Dust Spot. They've been seeing things say the official magazine of Dust Spot. They've been seeing it on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet, all that stuff at once, and they're all been wondering what in the world are you talking about. So, man, that's actually, we're going to get into that, too, man. Kind of lead the forefront. Let's talk about the forefront of how you actually came to magazine and just like kind of give everyone the background of how, which one the key thing to do is your networking. So kind of explain one of your whole networking strategy, because that'll lead to the story of why you are the official magazine.
Well, with the magazine and the networking, the network is just to try and expose everybody. We want to be an outlet for everyone that's looking to do something. If you have a story to tell and it's worth telling, let us know. We'll tell it. You know, what we're looking to do is be nothing but a way for people to get to other places that they want to go. We're not the biggest magazine in the world. We're never going to claim to be. But what we are doing is providing something for people to get exposure that they usually would not get in other places that are really hard for them to get into.
Well, definitely. I noticed, man, I noticed a lot of times, man, like I was even checking some of the stories too, man. Y'all really are, like, y'all touching on some stuff that a lot of us be thinking about, but we're like, dang, you know, a lot of magazines don't make it a story, but it's a good story that should be covered. Like, the one I liked was the whole Jordan thing. Like, on Facebook, how, you know, they got Jordans everywhere.
Yeah.
And I
you know what?
I was like, oh my God, somebody touched on that.
Yeah, so, you know, you probably like me. You see them all the time. You see them, you know, you see them on Facebook. Everybody's sending you pictures of them, but I've actually never seen anybody wearing them. And I come across a lot of women, you know, in all walks of life, in all parts of the country, all around the world, but I have never seen not one person in a pair of those shoes. And I even said, if somebody has a picture of somebody wearing them, send me that picture, and I will give them a feature in the magazine just because they had them shoes on.
I'm waiting to see, too. I mean, it just seems so, I don't know, man. It's just craziness.
Yeah, it is.
I just got finished denying the free request today. I saw tagging people to shoes. I said, oh, I do a thorough review before I add people, because I know some of y'all think y'all slick with those shoes.
Yeah. So I don't know whether they're just like only in China. You know, one of my friends had the audacity to tell me he used to sell them, but I was like, well, find one of the people you sold them to and send me a picture of her wearing them.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You know, how hard could that be? You know, if you're the man and you had them. But nah, you know, that never came about. So I'm still waiting for someone to send me a picture. Anybody send me a picture, I'll give you a full page spread just you wearing them shoes.
I'm telling you, you're going to be waiting forever.
Yeah, so the networking, what we wanted to do is just be more content-based. You know, we wanted to have stories that would attract different types of readers, not just eye candy models throughout the magazine. We wanted to have a little something for everyone and have some substance and sustenance to our content and actually be something that you want to read, not just pick up and look at.
Well, definitely. Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, like a lot of times, some people are stuck on being sensationalist, and or just like every story is the exact same story, or they're always covering the exact same people. I'm a person I like to see. I want to see something different. What's gonna make you stand out from somebody else?
Exactly. So that's what I want to do. And also, what I didn't want to do is really go after all the mainstream artists, because all your mainstream artists are in your mainstream magazine. I want to try to be able to expose the guy behind the scenes or that producer that's really, really hot, but he's flying so low under the radar. He might have done three or four of your favorite songs, but you don't know who he is because there's a bigger name on top of him. We're trying to expose people like that, you know, up-and-coming actors and actresses, and then we really have a section for new artists called The Next Wave, for the next new crop of strong artists that are coming in. And we take material from everybody, from anywhere. Like I said, what we're trying to do is just be your point of exposure and publicity and promotion. We'll help promote you. That's what we want to do.
Well, definitely, man. And, you know, and actually you have three different magazines, by the way, too. I'm kind of explaining the different forefronts for each of those magazines.
Okay. Everything falls under the Wave Entertainment. The Wave magazine itself is the flagship magazine. That's your commercial. That's your across-the-board magazine. That's the one that's going to give you the travel destinations, the dining, the lifestyle issues, the politics, and plus your eye candy and your artists. That magazine is the whole big thing. Underneath that, we have UGFM, which is Underground Fashion and Modeling. That's a digital magazine that we're probably going to leave online for about 6 to 8 months, and then we're going to pull it off and just and print subscriptions, and we're going to do it based on subscriptions. But that's really to expose up-and-coming models as well. Anyone that's looking to get into the magazine can. All you have to do is submit pictures. We're not looking for anything crazy. There's no nudity. It's just really eye candy shots. And we're looking for young fashion designers that are coming up trying to get exposure for their lines, new lines of sneakers, new lines of pants, jewelry. What we're trying to do is offer them exposure as well and let people know about them. And then after that, you have the Wave Extreme. And that's pretty much exactly what it is. It's extreme. It's upscale, risque entertainment. So there we're talking to exotic dancers, strippers, escorts, anything and everything, porn stars. That magazine is where we take it to the next level, which is why it's the extreme. So that's all three that we have going on right now. And the Wave Extreme, we're working on that. We've been putting that project together for a while, and I think that's going to be a hot little item when it comes out. That's going to be really good.
Especially, he came – like, just like the Dives era alone, I know, you know, because he got the ones they already know is DZ and Onyx as here. I mean, it's a lot of hot people from those two areas alone. It's crazy. So I can see it being successful.
Yeah, and if you got connections, you know people over there, send them to us. Everybody that's looking for it. You got a dancer that wants some exposure, I got it. You know, you got a rapper wants some exposure, I got them. Just send them this way because that's what we're doing. We're opening it up to everybody. That extreme, yeah, I really want exotic dancers. I got some questions I need to ask them. There's some things that I want some answers to.
Yeah, and that I can't wait to see. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to
be real fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one right there because, you know, after being around it and being around the industry for a while, you know, there's a couple of questions I got for all you dancers out there. So if you want to hit me up, and seriously, like, email me at sl@twe.online, because what we're going to do is get these questions together, and I got some things I need your thoughts on. And the first issue of the Extreme is called the Pole Issue. So, you know, we're
oh,
waiting
man.
For you.
That's gonna be it. Oh, I can't wait. This is gonna be interesting. All right, yeah. So okay, let's go fast forward to the point of, you know, like, now people, like I said, a lot of people know what, why you're the official magazine and Death Spot. So, kind of let them know. And I put my little bit in there too.
Okay. Well, what had happened was, Shetty J and I started communicating on Twitter. He invited me to the Dust Spot. I hopped on the Dust Spot, became, I think, the first magazine to sign up on there. He said, you know, let's do some work. Matter of fact, I actually contacted him, said, let's do some work and let's get things together. He was like, cool, how about being the official magazine? I said, sure. And now here you got us. And we're doing things like this now. Matter of fact, when are we coming to Denton?
Y'all coming my birthday weekend, y'all, Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend, we coming in there. We're coming right to that area. We're throwing this big model search. I don't know, it's going to be a super soaker party. It's going to be a phone party. It's going to be something that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be looking for a lot of ladies. So, you know, and plus I'm pouring bottles while I'm standing on the bar. So y'all come on and have some fun with me.
So y'all heard it, baby. We're not playing. So I told y'all, I always had something up my sleeve, and the great people around me always have something in their sleeve, too. So, oh, my God, it would be crazy.
Yeah, we're coming. Matter of fact, how about this? When I come down there on Seti's birthday weekend, what's that, Labor Day weekend, I think?
Yes, sir.
All right, so right there, I'm coming there. I'm looking for the next cover model when I come there. I'm picking her out of the party that night.
Yeah, y'all think we're playing. I've been trying to tell you that. That's a big, really big sneaking up on y'all. Y'all don't know what it is. So there you go. So I told you I was going to wait to the show and let y'all know. But there you go. You got the first deals to know what's going on. All right.
Yeah.
So hold on. We got a caller. We're going to check and see who this caller is and what they got to say. All right. Caller, you on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Seti J, and special guest, Sean LaBreeze of The Wave Entertainment. What's up?
Hey there, what's up? This is Miss Computer Lady. Wanted to call and show support. Hey, how you doing, Sean?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Computer Lady?
I'm doing great, Zeddy and Sean. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank,
oh, thank you.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome.
You coming to the party when we come there?
Oh, y'all coming to Toledo, Ohio?
Oh, you calling from Toledo?
Are we going?
Yeah,
yeah, Miss DC in Toledo.
Yeah, we can throw a party in Toledo. Toledo, listen.
All right.
Open up a club. I'm coming in. I'll come there too.
Oh, there are some clubs here. You know, hey, come on. I'll give you a tour around, whichever is the best one. Hey, make it happen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Shout out to Miss DC, too. Shout out to she's one of my big supporters, and she's actually on the Dustin. She's actually one of the affiliate shows on there. Y'all definitely check her out, WMCL.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I mean, for real, I went to there, like, y'all, I've been learning some new stuff from there. I was like, what? Because a lot of stuff, I'm like, okay, I kind of know a little bit about that, but I learned some new stuff from a couple of Saturdays ago. I did not know.
Oh,
y'all definitely
thank you,
y'all kick it with it.
Oh yeah, because not taking away from your thunder, but I think one of the new things you learned about is there's some more information about cloud computing you found out, didn't you?
Heck yeah, that was it. That was the cloud computing I knew the basic idea, but I was like, what the heck? Y'all start really figuring out what this stuff is. Y'all going to start realizing that how powerful the internet really is. And especially when it comes to entertainment. I mean, you definitely understanding that is something very key. You try to put your music out, pictures out, all that kind of stuff is going to take into account for all that.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And maybe I can get myself a couple of times in the Wave magazine, too.
Yeah, we'll put you in. You want to come? I got you.
So all right.
Get all my contact information from Seti, and we'll find a way to get you in there. We'll put you in there someplace. As Seti's biggest supporter.
Well, thank you so much, because Seti J knows me, because the next question I was going to ask was, okay, what's the website, what's the email, what's the this, what's the this, what's the IM, what's the Skype, what's the Twitter, what's the...
So you just want to know everything. The website, you ready to write this down, or are you typing?
Well, I can't get into the chat room. I'll write it right now, but, you know, I'm going to hit it up later.
The chat room is real funky right now. I don't know what it's doing.
Oh, man.
Okay. Can you hear me? You ready?
I'm ready.
The website is tweonline.com.
tweonline.com, got it.
And the Twitter to follow is @TheWaveX.
@TheWaveX. Okay, I'm at Miss Computer Lady, so when I get
okay.
to you, know.
And to email me, you can email me directly at sl@tweonline.com.
sl@tweonline.com. Okay.
Okay, I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, look forward to the new venture you two have going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Love you, babe.
Love ya.
Yeah, I ain't leaving yet. Let me hang on because in case you want to go into overtime, I'll be the first to get all the juicy info. Like, yeah, I should have called and stayed. If y'all didn't call in, I'll be overtime.
You're
and I did. I got
overtime. Yeah, they just be like, oh, I missed something. They did it on Monday. They found out they missed something. They had to go listen to iTunes.
That's right. But it's an archive. Because you went there live. Nanny.
All right, so what we're going to do, all I'm going to do too, I want to know, as far as in the magazine, what would you say the top three people you've interviewed, if you had to name out the top of your dome right now, who would be the top three interviews that you've asked before?
Top three would be, and I've interviewed a lot of people, on different levels. My top three would be Tammy Torres. She was a good interview. It would be DJ Diamond, who's in this interview, because he's the only DJ that ever went on tour with Prince, so he had a lot of stories to tell. And and after that, it would probably be a toss-up between the producer Dame Grease and Jay-Z's mentor Jazzo. So probably Jazzo would be there instead. It would be DJ Diamond, Tammy Torres, and Jazzo. Those would be the my top three, because they were all very insightful, and I learned a lot from each one of them. They were full of information.
And you deal with some legends. And Prince, man. That, you know what? Speaking of Prince, Born Day, if you're listening, you know I'm telling your people I'm trying to schedule you to be on the lookout.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely telling them. You trying to get them? Make it happen.
So, yes, most definitely. Man, all right, so as far as, like, as far as the other talent, the mall searches, what's, as far as in all the cities, what's, like, the craziest thing you've ever seen at one of these mall searches?
The craziest thing I've seen at a model search was, it actually wasn't even a model search. It was just an event. It was just a party at a club. And I ended up somewhere in VIP. I was on a table or something. And the next thing I know, this girl pulled like my pants leg, and she was like, I want to be in your magazine. I was like, what do you want to do in the magazine? She's like, I'm going to be your model of the month. I'm the model in your new issue. And I was like, okay, email me. She's like, I'm not going to email you. I'm going to show you. And she stripped right there in the club.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
that was her resume, I guess. Oh. Woo.
Yeah, she just literally took her clothes off right there in front of everybody, everything. And I was like, wow. So, now, she never made it into the magazine, but I'm sure the rest of her night was fun. So, security didn't escort her out. I don't know if I told them not to or not. I don't think I did. I just think they was just, like, pleased with it. So, you know, it worked out well for somebody that night.
Yeah, it was just one of the things. It just made you like freeze, like, did this really just happen?
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't expect to happen. So it takes a lot to shock me. I was definitely shocked.
Yeah, because I was like putting this picture in my head now, like some random chick just comes and you go, oh, I want to sure, for what?
Yeah, and then just right out the clothes and just, like, in front of everybody, and everybody just laughing. I think, you know, a couple of people threw some ones at her or something, but, you know, it was even good. She got naked, didn't get kicked out, and probably made a couple of dollars.
Yeah, somebody was probably bopping later on that night trying to take her home.
Yeah.
Not took her home.
Yeah, for real. I'm sure her night worked out well, and I'm sure somebody there instantly came up with a magazine and had a spot for her.
Oh, so, man.
I'm sure that happened.
All right. So, as far as the grade, you're ready to start, I'm getting closer and closer to that time. One more big question, man. As far as what do you have coming up, man, that we need to know about?
What do I have coming up right now? This issue that's coming out in August, the August issue is going to be really good. I'm really liking the cover. The cover has a model from Toronto on it named Lush Parrish. Y'all should follow her on Twitter, at Lush Parrish. She's really pretty. She got a good look. She's the model of the month. She's going to have the main spread in there. She's on the cover. And on the other cover, I do double covers all the time. And on the second side, is going to be Swiss Beats' new artist, Sean Cross, out of Harlem. He's going to be on the cover. We got his producer in there, Lee Nelson. We got a lot of people coming there. Other model inside, this model called Twin Gauge out of Atlanta. We're going to do a little feature of UGFM, put some pages of that in there. It's going to be pretty busy. Travel session should be good, nice destinations, nice dining areas for y'all. It should be pretty good.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm loving that. And as far as, like, some other great things on the way out, too, as far as how important is it to a model, as far as getting in touch with, you know, to get into a magazine, how important is it in magazines into enhancing their career, and what's the best way of a model of, you know, making themselves appealing to a magazine? Besides them stripping their clothes off like in clothes.
Well, besides that, how important is it? First, to address that question of how important it is, it's very important. Anything that you can do that will garner you more exposure and put you out there in the public's eye, if that's where you're trying to be, is good for you. Any possible publicity that you can get, take it. Unless it's something that you're embarrassed about. And if you're embarrassed about it, it's probably going to be publicity anyway. It's not going to be bad publicity. It's just embarrassing publicity. But that might even boost your career even further. Not saying to do that, but what I am saying is anything that anyone offers you, take it. No matter how big or small they are, you should really jump on it, the opportunity as a model. Make sure it's a legitimate situation, but take advantage of it, because all it's doing is helping you, it's promoting you. Even if they have a fan base of maybe, say, 100 people, that's 100 more people that are seeing you that weren't seeing you before. And not to say anything bad about a lot of models or up-and-coming models, but what they do is pay for a billion photo shoots and they post them on Facebook. And nobody sees them.
Oh, my God.
They're friends on Facebook. And if you have a magazine that's, say it's in Idaho, like, I don't know anybody that lives in Idaho, but, you know, say it's in Idaho, and they have 1,000 people in Idaho that hit their website every day and purchase their magazine locally. That's 1,000 more fans that know you. And you don't know who will pick up any magazine at any time and see you. It's very important. So, and to address your second question, how to make yourself more appealing, I would say don't try and oversex it. Unless you're going for that type of magazine, even with your eye candy pictures, there's a line that you draw and you don't want to cross, because it takes you from being sexy to kind of not sexy, you know, without saying anything else about it. But it takes you from being sexy to something else, and you don't want to do that, because that's really not appealing to magazine editors or actual consumers. But sex appeal is great. Raunchiness is not really good unless you're trying to go raunchy. And then, you know, there's specific publications you should go for if that's what you're doing.
Right, because people don't want raunchy. They don't want raunchiness. Like, for instance, like if I'm going to say, let's go to movies and let's pick two different movies. If I got my kid with me, I don't want to see any nudity in a family film. But if I'm
exactly
not with my kid, I'm trying to see nudity, and I'm trying to see nudity, then I want to see nudity. So, in the same sense, I guess, is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah, basically, it's like that. You pick and choose your poison, and you know what you're doing and where you're trying to go. If you're trying to go over the top with it, then you go to publications that are looking to print that. You wouldn't send pictures like that to me at the Wave. You send them to the Wave Extreme because they're two different areas and they cover two different types of industries, you know. That's the hardcore industry, where the actual Wave is more commercial and not family oriented. It's a sexy magazine, but we're not going there with it. We want you with your clothes on.
Most definitely. All right, so then remind everyone again, as far as your website and stuff they can hit you up at.
The website is www.twe online, the Wave Entertainment Online. You can hit us there, follow us at the WaveX on Twitter, email us, info@twe online. You know, subscribe, downloads, digital, print versions, orders, you know, do everything right there.
All right, most definitely, man.
Definitely email us, because we're always looking for submissions. We're always looking for artists. We're always looking for content. We're looking for good stories. You know, we're looking for different things all the time. Travel destinations. Don, you got a good restaurant in your city? We cover 5 cities every issue. So, you know, we're always looking for something. We're open. We want to be what you need us to be for you. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to please everybody. We want to make the world happy. At least make you pick up the magazine and read it.
Oh, definitely, man. And once again, man, I want to thank you for, one, coming to the show. Two, man, for just being a big supporter of what's going on and, you know, helping each other grow. That's one of the big things of the Dust Spot and everything After Dust Media is about. period, is about growing with people so everyone else can grow with them too. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely what it's all about. Matter of fact, Shetty, you give away a couple of subscriptions while you're on the air if you want. You give away like 4 or 5 subscriptions. Go ahead. Just let me know who got them.
All right. So what I'm going to do is go to Twitter, and I'm going to have y'all, whoever is the first, I'm going to pick the first 2 people to go to, I'm trying to think what kind of content they're going to take. All right, y'all stay tuned, pay this my Twitter today. We'll give you a special challenge. If you beat it, if you do that special challenge, first 2 people to do that special challenge, they get a free subscription from the Wave.
Yep, that's it, right there. You got it.
All right, so we have to go on now, and as I always say, make sure you check out the Dust Spot at dustspot.com. And also, if you miss any part of the show and you want to catch it, or you want to listen to it over and over and over and over again, you can listen to it 3 different ways. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can also go to the Dust Spot, so go there, and you can check it out from there. The radio player there. And you can also go to iTunes and download for free on iTunes. Type in Life After Dust Live. Look for the Wave magazine, and you'll find out about this interview. So there you go.
All right.
And as I always say, everyone, remember, where there's a J, over there's the Wave, or where there's a Miss Computer Lady, through God, there is a way. You have tuned into another episode of Life of the Dust Live. Tomorrow we're going to have, to finish off magazine week, we're going to have One Entertainment Magazine. This is based out here in Dallas, and we're going to see what they got to say. So, big up to everyone that's doing some big stuff, and glad to be doing Dust Divine Bottle Month for the 2nd year in a row, and glad to have everyone who's big supporters of it.
All right,
the words of Chris Brown, everyone.
All right, thanks a lot, Teddy, for having me. Peace.
All right, peace.